for NGU KN4 VWA. For NGU KN4 VWA. For VWA mobile.
For CVA mobile. JQX. NKV4CBA, name is David. Hope you're having a good afternoon.
JQX, name's Jeff. Doing good, sir. How about you?
Doing a lot better since I got my water leak fixed. I had a leak in the, sorry about that. I had to step in on the gas. I have a leak in the main line coming into the house, just beyond the meter, and so I had to dig down and find it and then fix it. So I've been doing that practically, well, since about 10 o'clock this morning. I just finished.
Here earlier speaking with another gentleman about that. That can be really aggravating.
My dad had, this was my parents' house, and it's only about 15 years old, but he had a sprinkler system put in, and I think this is their work. And why they did this, I'm not sure, but I know they put a T in so they could access the water, the main water line, obviously, but, you know, why they went on with this other piece, this leak, and I don't know, but this piece was all, it looked like somebody had taken a knife to it. It had scratches all in it, all on the outside of it, and it had just a little crack, on the very bottom. I actually could see it. I have a mirror that it's spring loaded. I use it when I work on cars sometimes when I can't see stuff. And you can angle it and put it at different angles. And I was able to shine my light down there and angle it, and I could actually see the water running out. So. Anyway, I'm glad that's over with.
Never happens in the summertime when it's nice and warm. Always happens on a cold or rainy or snowy day or at night, it seems like.
I'm looking forward to it because I'm not a big fan of cold anymore. Seems like the older I get, the lesser I like it. It used to didn't bother me at all, but I don't know. But it wasn't too bad. I was out in the sun and most of the time laying flat on the ground. Just I had this spatula kind of thing that my wife brought me, and we think it's an ice cream dipper, but it's a flat blade. And it's real wide, and you need something like that to dig around these pipes. So it was perfect. And so I was just laying on the ground, digging and making a pile of dirt and digging in the mud because there was, you know, there's still water in there. I pumped as much out as I could. I went and bought me a battery operated pump at Harbor Freight.
Done my share of fixing water pipes over the years. That's for sure. Usually, I run into them, they'd be so deep I have to go get a backhoe to dig them out.
You know, I decided that I was glad that I didn't pick being a plumber as an occupation because. I tell you, what I was doing today was no fun. And, you know, I dig a little and turn the water around and I could see the water. It was running back toward the meter box, but I couldn't see the leak, and so I digged a little bit more toward the house and turned the water back on. I did that 2 or 3, 4 times before I actually found the leak, but I found it, and I was glad when I did. And they make this coupler that you can just clamp in place, and it worked perfectly. We just had to cut off about an inch of the old pipe right where the, you know, where the crack was, and put the coupler in its place, and it worked perfectly.
That's great. I'd rather have a water leak out in the yard than have one in the house or under the house.
Well, my house is on a slab, so if I got one under the house, I had a buddy of mine had a leak, and it was coming up through the floor in the living room, and he busted up the concrete and dug about a 3x3 hole and got down, you know, to the pipe and found the leak and fixed it himself, but he had a big pile of dirt in his living room.
Yeah, that's one reason I never wanted a slab house, to be honest with you. Nothing against them, but I've just seen too many contractors take shortcuts, you know?
This is my parents' house, and my dad signed it over to me when he went into assisted living, and so I'm not a big fan of slab houses myself.
When you get them like that, you could rapidly become a fan of them.
Well, why is that?
How about you said your dad signed it over to you? I said I could become a fan like that.
Damn. Yeah, and it's paid for, and, you know, and it's only about, I don't know, 15 years old. So, yeah, it's in real good shape. He just had a new roof put on it, just had a new AC system put in. It's got gas heat, and so we weren't having any problems there. And see, something else he had put in, he had done recently before he signed it over, and but anyway, it's in good shape, and I guess the next thing to go would be the water heater, but it's a gas water heater, and it's doing a great job, and it's not leaking, so I guess it's okay.
KN4VWA.
Goodness. Well, there's Mr. Steve. Oh, how are you doing, Steve?
Well, I just ran a bunch of stuff over to the landfill, taking the garbage out, finishing my honeydew list, and I heard you in there talking about that water leak. Did you get it fixed?
Put a coupler in and tightened it down and watched it for a few minutes, and it's doing fine, and the little red thing on the meter's not spinning, which is good. And if you have a water leak, you get a red triangle on your meter, or at least on mine. And it wasn't on, so I think we got success. I got it covered back up. So we're good to go.
Is this on the house where you're living now?
You don't think going to be doing it for somebody else. But, and, is it Gary? Is in here too. I forgot his call, but go ahead.
KO4 JQX. I'll sign with you, man, and y'all go ahead and talk. I believe it was David. Enjoyed speaking with you, man. I'm glad you got it fixed. I'll get you in here again. Give me your call again so I can log it down.
So Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
Got it. Okay, man. Have a good evening. Enjoyed chatting with you.
Hi, Jeff. Sorry about mixing up your name there. But you have a good evening, 73s. Go ahead, Steve.
Talking about your dad signing the house over, and I'm going, oh, is that the house he's living in, or is that a different house that he was fixing a leak on?
Could have been confusing. Yeah, my dad signed, he gave me power of attorney and health care and durable, is that what it's called, power of attorney, so that I can make decisions for him, you know, if he couldn't. And he had a living will, and but I basically took care of his finances about the last 5 years that he was alive. But he gave us the house and the car, and he gave my sister the mountain house in Maggie Valley. But they didn't like it, so they sold it and bought another house in Maggie Valley.
Huh, how about that? Well, still, that's a good thing. So, hey, did you order that speaker yet?
Santa's going to bring it to me.
Ah, so you don't get it until you open it on Christmas, huh?
Sucks, because I could have used it last night.
Pulled a weak signal out today of a guy on 10 watts out of South Dakota.
10 watts. Well, you know, you don't have to have a lot of power to talk. You just need a good radio, good antenna, and good conditions.
Well, without that speaker today, with that DSP on it, I'd have never got him, because when I turned the filter off, he disappeared down below the floor.
Well, I had some signals that I could hear them, but there was as much noise as there was them, and I couldn't really make out what they were saying, so I couldn't, you know, I didn't try to talk to them, because wouldn't have been much of a cue, so.
Filter kicked in. I mean, it was clean. It was nice. And he and I chatted for about, 15, 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, getting it, and I don't know what else I'm getting, but anyway, the kids will give me some Starbucks coffee and stuff like that. I love Starbucks coffee.
And you hope they're listening in so that you can get Starbucks coffee, right?
Fortunately, none of them are hams.
All that now.
Well, I mean, yes. They've all been around when I was operating, so, and they never did show any interest in it, so. Now, if they. This is my wife. Hang on a minute. KB4CPA.
Hey, Steve, W4DJW.
WKN4BWA. Dave, how are you, big guy?
Hey, I was just listening to you guys, but I've got to go into a meeting here in a few minutes. When he comes back, tell him Every time he calls me, I'm in a meeting and I can't answer. I'll try to get back with him, but I'd rather do it over ham radio than on a telephone, though. Telephone is like too much like work.
Okay, I'll be sure to tell him. If you were listening in, you should have jumped in there with us.
I just looked over and saw the slider going up and down, seeing somebody was on here, and I unmuted and heard it was you, and I listened till he got a phone call and then jumped in there. I've got about 10 minutes before my next meeting, so, and when he got occupied, I figured I'd let you know so you could let him know. I'm not ignoring him. It's just he calls me at the worst time.
You're ignoring me, and you know it. KP4CBA.
No.
Hey, did you hear what I was telling David about that clear West Mountain clear speaker?
I heard you say when you turn some filter off that you could hear, you could or you could not hear somebody.
Those West Mountain clear speakers that has DSP filtration in it at variable levels. And David, I'm gonna tell you what, buddy, that thing. This guy was on a 75 foot wire dipole and broadcasting on 10 watts. I think it was one of those little Yaesus that you, you know, portable that you take up in the mountains to activate. And when I turned the filter off, he was down below the floor. And I turned that thing back on, and I could hear him just as plain as day. And we sat there and chatted for like 20 minutes.
I know what you're talking about. I do that with my Bose headset, their noise-canceling headset. And you don't even have to have it plugged into anything. You can put the headset on, and you can turn the on-off button on, and the noise-canceling makes all the ambient noise in the room just go away. And if somebody's talking, you can hear them right through the ambient noise. I guess the same effect that you were having.
Yes, I guess that's something similar, but all the white sound down around along the floor of the band, it completely eliminates that. David heard it the other day. He came up to the house, and I let him listen to it, and poor Dave has got to wait until Santa Claus comes before he can open it. Well, listen, David wanted to talk to you, and I'm sitting here in the driveway. I'm glad you both got to hear from me today. I hope you both look as good as I do. So I'll just say 73. Y'all carry on. David, give me a call sometime, and I will talk to you later. David, have fun. 73, K4VWA, clear.
Catch you later, Steve. Have a good one.
All right, Steve, you behave yourself, and I know your wife will keep you and keep you straight on the straight and narrow. So, you got another meeting coming up here, Dave, in a few minutes?
The last one of the day starts in 8 minutes. Sometimes it finishes in 30 minutes. Sometimes it takes 40 minutes. Sometimes they just get carried away and they don't know when to stop. But anyway, it starts in about 8 minutes. But we need to, Steve and I were talking about going over to the Foothills Flyers airfield. And there's the Columbus Flyers and there's the Foothill Flyers, or not Columbus, Campobello Flyers. Campobello Flyers and Foothill Flyers are supposed to be the same thing. So we were going to, like, go over there to those airstrips and then see if we're at the same airstrip, to see if we're talking about the same thing. I think they used to have a field at one place, and now they've got another field. The one that I go to has a hangar where ultralights and J3 Cubs and stuff like that are parked. But anyway, that's where we need to go once you get all your pre-work done on your airplane, right? Get your gas tank put in there with your silicone tube clunk connected to the back of the tank and make sure it's not going to fall off, that kind of stuff.
Well, I have discovered that I need several things for this plane, and I didn't expect for it to be perfect, especially for what I pay for it. Neither one of the transmitters matches the receiver frequency, so I guess the receiver frequency, I'm sure, is a lot cheaper for receiver is a lot cheaper than the transmitter, so I'll buy a receiver that's on that one of the frequencies. I just need to get a battery and see if the transmitter works, and if one of them works, and what else does it need? I need a starter, and I need a glow plug clip, how do you hook it up to 9 volts to fire it up?
They make these little glow plug igniters that just unscrew, and you put a rechargeable battery in there and screw it back together, and it's got it. It does everything for you need it to do. Pick one of those up over at David's shop over on 123, Hobby Connection.
Figured I'd go over there, and of course the plane has a battery in it, and I'm sure it doesn't. I'm sure it's old, and I'm gonna replace it, and I don't have a charger for it, so I'm gonna have to buy that, and just stuff like that. The fuel tank's in the front, right behind the engine, and it's a big tank. Of course, it's a big engine. I'm so sure it's thirsty, and so and one of the support for the thing that you have to take off to access the tank is one of the supports is broken, so I gotta glue it back on.
And you're probably better off just to pull that tank out and see what size it is, measure it, and just get a replacement tank with all new fuel lines and everything, just so none of that can be an issue. Just eliminate the whole fuel system as being an issue. And the more of that kind of thing you can do, and that's not that much. Tanks are like, well, they used to be $3 or $4. They're probably $7 or $8 now. But the more of that kind of thing you can do to eliminate potential issues, and the battery, replacing that flight pack battery is a good idea, a really good idea. And then making sure your transmitter battery lasts plenty long enough and having a way to charge both. Yeah, you're thinking it through. You're doing the right thing. W4DJW.
4CBA. Well, I just want to hear the thing run right now. I just want to hear that baby fire up. A four-stroke. I've never heard of a four-stroke glow plug. I can't wait.
That's another thing. You need to get some fuel with the right nitro content, and we can talk to them over at the shop over there, and they can give you an idea what nitro, they have 2-stroke and 4-stroke fuel. Anyway, this meeting's going to start in 3 minutes. I need to go start up my virtual meeting software so I can get logged in on time. Anyway, I'm not ignoring you. It's just that if you call when I'm in a meeting, I can't answer. I have to throw you straight to voicemail. Catch you later. KB4CBA, W4DJW.
Well, I got a gallon of fuel that came with it, so that's a good thing. All right, we'll talk to you later, bud. 73's KB4CBA.
4CBA and 4DJC.